This market in Monrovia is being renovated, so the backbone of the country's economy, market vendors in the city, can prosper. Jenna Sherry is a vendor who sells dried fish. She says with a roof over her head and better working conditions, sales are up and she can now feed her family and send her children to school. Several workers are hard at work renovating the market under the supervision of project manager Stephen Waters.
Our official then travel different areas, countries in the city development, so they want to do the same here. You know, after the whole construction, other people will come from other countries, they will see, well, Liberia have a good market.
Information Minister Lawrence Broplay says he believes good leadership has ended Liberia's status as a failed state.
Not only is it over, but the sustainability for the long-term for our peace process can be assured. Liberia is quickly becoming a post-conflict success story. I always say to people that Liberia and Liberians have risen from the valley of despair to a buoyancy of new hope. That hope comes with transformative leadership.
Post-war President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf promised much when she took office in 2006, but it has been slow going. Government budgets, including salaries for civil servants and expenditures on schools and infrastructure, depend on foreign aid and fundraising on the internet. Afghanistan, for example, is also recovering from a difficult period. It is relying on outside aid to restore basic services and schools. Programs backed by the U.S. government helped repair more than 1,500 kilometers of roads. Democratic U.S. Congressman Adam Smith says infrastructure projects make a difference in a country's recovery.
There's businesses out there that are successful, but a lot of times they had to get a road built by the government in order to make sure they had the infrastructure to support it. They had to get, you know, a fiber optic network built. They had to get bridges built. So I think assistance does help. These countries become less failed, if you will, and more prosperous.
But there are many cases where assistance fails. In Haiti, another country trying to recover from years of instability, containers of food aid were recently discovered rotting in the nation's ports, held up by bureaucratic delay. There have also been concerns in Haiti that donor food has undermined the country's food industry, depleting investments over the long term. Jane Holut, a senior UN official involved in peacekeeping activities, says local involvement in allocating aid is crucial.
You have to remember that it's first and foremost the people, again, in these communities and in these societies that should set the pace and the direction and tone of the recovery. It is our job to help. When we substitute our judgment, we tend to run wrong.
Lute says it is important to remember helping a failed state on the road to recovery can be long-term, costly, and full of obstacles. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Monrovia.